we turn our attention now to a former FFA member who's now serving as Arkansas State Senator, Bruce Malik. Bruce, thank you for taking the time to join us. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good.
Well, Senator, tell us a bit about your background and how you were first introduced to FFA.
I was raised and still live near the Emerson community in South Arkansas. Emerson was a small school, and I was raised on a farm, a beef cattle farm. And FFA was always one of the major organizations at our school, and so most of the young men at the time were members of the FFA. And as soon as I got in the ninth grade, which is when we started, I had an ag teacher that encouraged me and motivated me to be involved in FFA activities. Our chapter back then did not automatically go to the national convention each year, but fortunately, my first year, we won the state livestock judging contest and got to go to Kansas City the following fall for the national contest, and that was my first exposure to a national convention.
Now, you were chosen to serve as Arkansas State FFA president in 1974, and I understand that that included a particularly memorable experience.
When I was state FFA president, we had the state president's conference in Washington during the summer. Actually, President Nixon was still the president at the time, but that was a very difficult year, 1974. We met with Vice President Gerald Ford during the summer. He was extended an invitation to speak at the national convention and accepted. By the time the convention rolled around in the fall, Vice President Ford was President Ford, and he elected to give a nationally televised speech from the national convention. There were issues with inflation, and he wanted to speak to the nation. He did so from the national convention and had the 50 state presidents on stage immediately behind him.
Now, Senator, your FFA career didn't stop there. I understand you also, of course, had the chance to serve as national FFA secretary as part of a team that also included a future famous politician as well as the very first female national officer.
Well, of course, girls were first admitted to the FFA in 1969, and then it was in 76, when I was elected a national officer, that Julie Smiley from the state of Washington was elected as the first female national officer. And she was a great addition to the team, did a great job. We also had on that team Sam Brownback. Sam served for a while as Secretary of Agriculture in Kansas, then a congressman, then a U.S. senator, actually even ran for president for a while, and currently serves as governor of the state of Kansas. And so I still have frequent contact with both Julie and Sam, and just great FFA officers and people. We had an interesting year, a great year. We marched in President Carter's inaugural parade. We were at the inauguration, and of course, Carter was the first president to have been an FFA officer. He was just a chapter secretary at Plains, Georgia. We met with President Carter later during that year. Most officers have some international experience. We went to the Soviet Union when it was the Soviet Union. And, of course, then you have all of the state conventions, chapter leadership events and conferences that you go to, goodwill tours, visiting with ag business people who have supported the FFA and the FFA Foundation. So just a tremendous year.
And you also got to personally meet and spend some good quality time with broadcast legend Paul Harvey. And you were actually present during the delivery of that now infamous So God Made a Farmer speech.
Our national convention was the 50th national convention, but it was the following year, the 51st convention, that was actually the 50th anniversary of the FFA. So it was a very special convention. A lot of speakers were brought in. Many times past national officers come back to the convention for the next few years to help in different roles. I came back to the 51st convention. This would have been 1978, and my role was to host the speakers. And so I had the opportunity to go to the airport with a limousine driver, pick up Paul Harvey and his wife, escorted them to a hotel the evening before, and then met Paul Harvey the next morning at the radio station where he taped his broadcast. He invited me to sit in the studio booth with him as he taped the broadcast. Then I escorted him over to the municipal auditorium there in Kansas City, where he gave the keynote address and recited the poem, So God Made a Farmer. 2 years ago, I was watching the Super Bowl, actually reading bills because I serve in the Senate and was getting ready for our legislative session. And this ad comes on, and it just grabs my attention because I immediately know that it's Paul Harvey. I don't know who the ad is for yet because it's a 2-minute ad. But right at the end, of course, not only the Dodge Ram emblem comes up, but the FFA emblem comes up. And that ad was a voiceover from the speech that Paul Harvey gave at the 1978 National FFA Convention, and I was honored to be there with him.
Well, Senator, tell us about your road now from the FFA to the state Senate, where you now serve.
The great thing about the FFA, and it's whether someone serves as a state or national officer or just involved at the local level, is that it develops such leadership potential, personal growth. That's all a part of the mission statement of FFA that continues to certainly be true today. It prepared me, first of all, for wanting to serve, and that's the last line of that motto of living to serve. When I finished FFA as a national officer, completed my college studies, degree in ag business, then went to law school. I worked in Washington for a period of time with a U.S. Senator, David Pryor from Arkansas. Came back to the state after finished law school, practiced law a few years, and then went to work for a bank here, but always was interested in the political process. I served for 10 years on a local county governmental board, and then I guess 2004 ran for the state House of Representatives, served 3 terms there, which is our term limit, and then laid out 2 years and ran for the state Senate 2 years ago, and so I'm midway through my first term in the state Senate. But the FFA really was the foundation for all of that and better prepared me for all of that really than anything else I have done.
And the FFA, of course, is a family affair. In fact, your daughter, Victoria, was recently elected to your old office as national secretary. So what advice did you have for her?
What we really did with all of our kids, and we've got 3 kids, each of whom have been very involved in FFA, was just expose them to the opportunities. I've told Victoria the process seems to be much more difficult now, and of course you've got so many good kids out there that the selection process is different than I went through. So I don't know that I was a lot of technical help to her in that, other than just encouraging her. I knew she had a good heart. I knew she wanted to serve others and that she was interested in helping other young people that were in the organization. So I think it was more just exposing them to the opportunities that FFA had rather than any direct help. They did it on their own.
Well, Senator, before we wrap things up, if you were talking to someone who had just joined FFA, what advice might you have for them to make sure they get the most out of their experience?
I would tell them, explore the opportunities, take advantage of the opportunities. The FFA is so much more, we always said, so much more than cows and plows. Production agriculture is very important. It's important with our world population growth projections and feeding the world, but there are so many other things agriculture-related. Even if a person ends up in a field that is not directly related to agriculture, the leadership skills and personal growth opportunities that someone has in FFA is just invaluable. And to just take advantage of every opportunity and to realize, even though the opportunities and experiences that I had as a national officer, the experiences that Victoria is having this year as a national officer is great, that the FFA is not about 6 national officers who get to wear a jacket with only the emblem on the back. It's about 600,000 plus members who have those same opportunities to be involved, to grow, and to learn those leadership skills.
Well, Senator, thank you so much for taking the time to join us.
Thanks.
Again, we've been talking with Senator Bruce Malik. He is an Arkansas state senator and former national FFA secretary joining us here on FFA Today.